Our musical guests here today on Current State are the DeCamp sisters. They come from Romeo, Michigan, and altogether they've brought three stringed instruments that they're rotating amongst their app, their performances here, and you probably heard them harmonize a few minutes ago. They're very impressive, and we're going to hear from them now. This is a track called Big River from their first EP, the DeCamp sisters on Current State.
But the silt is much more ashen, And the river doesn't run deep and wide, wide, wide. The river doesn't run deep and wide. Swing back to the time. Now was your lily of the valley, you were my age-old wine. But the silt is much more ashen, and the river doesn't run deep and wide, wide, wide. The river doesn't run deep and wide.
Big River, the DeCamp Sisters, live here from Studio S on Current State on WKAR. That was just fantastic. Libby and Riley DeCamp have a few minutes to talk with us here right now. You two are from Romeo, Michigan, and for those of us who can only pick out Detroit and Ann Arbor on the map, and I'm not proud of that, where's Romeo? Wherefore art thou?
It's about an hour north of Detroit, I guess.
Okay. You two are visually striking because you both have red hair. Are you actually sisters?
No, we're not.
No. Ah, a sister act.
Yes.
Okay.
All an act.
Right. Do people mistake you for, I mean, it's part of your name, so people must assume you're sisters. Quite a few people do.
Pretty constantly. Yeah, we kind of leave it at that, and then if people bother to ask or if we have the time to explain.
You come
then,
clean.
Yeah.
We've heard some of your songs today. How do you describe your music to the stranger you sit next to on an airplane on a flight? You say, oh, you're a musician. What kind of music do you play? How do you describe this?
Well, it's something that we usually struggle with, but roots is probably the closest. And then you can throw in some folk because it's all the rage now.
Yeah. What's the most challenging part of making music like this? Is it working out your harmonies? Is it working out your guitar and banjo arrangements? What?
Well, I think for us the most challenging part is writing together. We don't really do a whole lot of sitting down and writing a song together. It's usually we'll come up with something and then bring it to the other person, and then the other person figures out a part and adds to it and whatnot. Yeah, but we haven't had much experience with, like, co-writing.
Okay. Your newest EP has a rather intriguing title, Quick, Efficient, and Deadly. Where did that come from?
That's a funny story.
Well, we're dying to hear it.
and deadly. I get it. I squeaked, but we had a guest bass player come to record, and he came for a rehearsal, and I guess he was hungry and running out of time to get to the rehearsal, so he stopped at a Speedway and got a burger.
Who hasn't done that?
Well, we're both basically vegan.
Oh, so okay.
That's
you haven't done that. Okay.
So. But he said, they're quick, efficient, and deadly. And we thought, well, that's hilarious. And we joked about it for a while. And then we realized that our EP was pretty morbid and it was recorded quickly and efficiently. So it seemed to fit.
Yeah, two tracks on Quick, Efficient, and Deadly, Dead in the Water and Blood on the Feathers. So that might suggest a fairly morbid view of the world here. Are you sure that trapped inside the DeCamp Sisters, there isn't a death metal band waiting to break out?
Oh, it'll come out someday. Yeah, if we get bored with this.
How did you two meet?
Actually, at an open mic night where nobody else was playing anything similar to the type of music that we were playing. And she walked in with long red hair and a banjo, and I was standing there with long red hair playing folk music, and I was like, hey, look at this. And then she looked at me, and she thought I was a blonde, so I don't know.
Oh, no.
So this was meant to be. Tell us about the tour you're planning for this summer. Where will you be going?
Well, for the first one, it's like an Eastern run. We'll be going as far out as New York and then dip down and up through Ohio.
Do you add players to your, are you going to add players to this? You mentioned a bass player or something here a minute ago. You got people who play along with you?
For the run of dates, we have our good friends from a band called Jack and the Bear joining us to play drums and bass.
Okay.
And our major date in Manhattan is at the Rockwood Music Hall, and that is on June 30th, I do believe.
Wow.
In case anyone from Lansing wants
pretty
to
exciting.
Take a road trip.
How does it feel knowing you're going to be performing in Manhattan?
Well, my dad lives there, so I'm semi-familiar with it.
Okay.
But it's still a big deal. I mean,
okay.
I mean, not that we're big deals, but...
I don't know.
We
think you're a pretty big deal.
That's nice.
You've sounded great here today. This is your first time playing shows outside of Michigan, then?
We've dabbled in Ohio, but I don't know if you can really consider that out of state.
Okay.
We did a little short run through, like, up from
North Carolina
a while ago.
Well, you guys are going to play us out here in out of the program here. What are we going to hear on the way out?
This is a song called Frankenstein.
Well, while you give me just a Frankenstein,
yes.
Is this from Quickie Fishing and Deadly as well? It sounds like it
No, this is for the album, which will probably be just as morbid.
Okay. Well, we want to thank the DeCamp sisters from Romeo, Michigan. There must be a website here. Let's work that in real quick.
Yes, thedecampsisters.com. We also have a Facebook page, so if you want to like us, we'll keep you informed.
Thedecampsisters.com. They're going to play us out with a tune called Frankenstein. You've been listening to Current State on WKAR.
Well, he craves to spark a pulse and arouse a circulation. Turn his back on fellow man to be taken with his creation.